Hello there, and welcome back to the Zero Credentials F1 podcast with Adam and Nelly. We're here today to discuss, predict, and preview the Italian Grand Prix in Monza coming up this weekend. So, plenty to talk about as usual, Nelly. Let's do it. Yeah, so is it a double header or is it a triple header? Is there another one after this? I don't know. I love it coming thick and fast, though. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Just the more the merrier. Every weekend from now till Christmas will do me. I don't care.
Yeah. We've done... Do you know what? I've done some extra research for this video and for this race. I've watched not only last year's race, but the race the year before as well.
Oh, double trouble.
I've gone all out for the people. I'm a man of the people.
Let's see how this translates into the predictions.
I already gave away on the last video that I may go full send on the on the predictions this week with a Lewis Hamilton fanboy prediction, but
it was a honey badger send it. A full honey badger send it.
Yeah, I mean, the last couple of years, though, were brilliant races. I mean, I love this track. I love it. It's high speed, high danger at points as well, with some really intricate little corners for what do exist as corners.
It's funny you say it because it's the definition of the send it track. It's high speed, then you come up to a tight turn or a chicane, and you have to make those sort of choices. They're the only real ways that you're getting by. And hopefully nobody will take a piggyback on the other car like Max did on Lewis not so long ago.
And then once you're on their back, rev the engine as hard as you can to try and spin his head off.
Yes. Yeah. He just wanted to get on with a race, mate. He's in a race.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's... in all seriousness, that one of the occasions where the halo has saved somebody's life.
Undoubtedly. Yeah. Just rev 1,000 horsepower through somebody's skull. That'd be nice.
I didn't actually watch the highlights of 2022, but the last 2 years' races have been thrilling. Mm. Last year we had, I don't know if you remember, it was when we had the McLaren sort of the start of an evolution of papaya rules.
Yes.
When Oscar did Lando at the chicane.
He did an incredible overtake on the outside to give himself the inside for the second part of the chicane. It was ostentatious, really.
I mean, that was possibly the point that Oscar Piastri announced himself. It's like, I'm here, I'm not going anywhere, and I don't give a shit.
Lando ended up recovering a few points for it, but it was taken by the Ferrari boy Charles Leclerc at the end, through a little bit of tactics and strategy. So it's all to play for, and we know that Ferrari build their vehicle for Monza. It's the first thing in their mind when they're developing a philosophy for a car. So this is the time to shine, really. We'll see how good or bad the Ferrari is, because if it shits the bed in Monza, then we'll know they're in a fair bit of trouble.
Yeah, we did ask on the last video, have they hit rock bottom? And the answer is probably no, if they do, if they do even worse at Monza. But I'm hearing that they're potentially bringing a Monza spec rear wing.
Yeah, I've heard there's a mega wing on the way. Yeah,
I think it's basically a piece of paper, isn't it? They're strapped to the back of the car and call it a wing to reduce the drag as much as possible. But I mean, the last 2 years they've been in the top. Both cars have been in the top four. They were first and third last year.
The podium. They certainly they were first last year. It was the two McLarens after that.
Yeah. So. And then I think the year before that, the two Red Bulls took it, didn't they? But
they seem to podium, though. At least one of them seems to podium.
Yeah.
Which has completely jinxed them now for this weekend. And both of them will crash and burn on that one.
Our tactic of basing anything on previous year's races is going to be...
Red or black, baby, red or black. It was red last time, so it must be black this time. Must be.
I think maybe one way to move this forward today is just to crack straight on with our predictions, because we're getting to the thick end of the season. Whites has taken the lead in the competition that we're having. So let's start
We've got a lot more information at our hands now, so we're refining our predictions and we're scoring more and more points in each round because we have a real firm grasp on the vehicles, the cars and the tracks. So it's practically not even a game anymore. We're just giving people the final results earlier in the weekend. That's all we're doing. This is what will happen this weekend. Yeah. One of three scenarios will occur.
And if you miss the race, it doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter.
We've already told you what's going on. let's start with Whites then. Actually, it was him. Maybe it's his information that I'm giving away as my own. Yeah. He says, I hear Ferrari are bringing a Monza spec extreme wing that they may or may not use, but I still can't see them beating McLaren.
True.
That is a rational, smart take. All of the things I'm not going to be using for my predictions.
You've been given a nugget of science and information, and you're rolling it up and slam dunking it in the bin. That's it. It's done. No, thank you.
I want the story. I want that narrative to feel good.
I'm all about the sentiment, not the facts.
Although we've been getting a little bit of criticism from some Australian fans who are not happy with our coverage of Oscar Piastri. Although, I've got to say in defence that we gave Oscar a lot of love last week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Although he wasn't in the title, because no one's searching for him just yet, we gave him a lot of love.
No, we respect the lad, and we actually appreciate his cool and clinical style. And it's really, really impressive because he's faultless. He doesn't put a foot wrong. Yeah. It's very impressive. It's just as those Australian boys are trying to give us a bit of grief because it's their homeboy, then we're bound to be supporting our homeboys. Have a bias.
If you can't have a bit of good sporting banter between Brits and Australians, what can you do?
Exactly.
And we call him an autistic robot. With love.
it's from a loving place. Yeah. It's an impressive level of autism for a robot. Wonder what the regs say about mechanical automatons. There shall be zero automatons driving the vehicle.
I don't know. Right, let's crack on with Whites. So he said pole, Lando for pole. So he's flicked that from Oscar to Lando. Lando for the win. Oscar at number two, and then he's got a Ferrari on the podium with Charles at number three, George Russell and Max Verstappen. He's gone for the usual five, which is, to be fair, has proven an effective tactic for him of late. So, yeah, that's Whites's. Pretty solid, I think. Pretty sensible.
Yeah, people can have their weekend back now. They needn't even watch the race. That's it. It's done. We'll spin a narrative around that result.
And I've got to say, from what you've sent through, I'll let you talk about it, but it's looking pretty similar.
I can't see beyond the McLarens. I want Lando to win to keep the title alive. But then I have gone a little bit sentimental, Adam, a little bit sentimental, by having the Ferraris follow third and fourth, Charles third, Lewis fourth, and then, because you can never write him off, Max Verstappen rocking up in fifth. But I give Lando pole as well, so I can't really see beyond that.
Yeah, so you've gone, just to confirm, you've gone Lando, Oscar, Lando pole, Lando win, Oscar, Charles, Lewis and Max. Is that what you...
Correct.
You're going for? Cool.
Yeah, given the Ferrari specialism for the track, I'd love to see them line astern, taking it home. But I think they'll be... I'd love them to be first and second of best of the rest, if you like, because I can't see beyond McLaren at this stage.
I'm a bit gutted about Lewis's five place grid penalty. But as we discussed last week, you and Whites have now both agreed that I can still have a point if Lewis sticks it on pole.
Correct.
So just for the crack, I'm gonna put Lewis on pole position, which means he'll then start in fifth. I'm then gonna go with Charles for the win. I'm back in Ferrari.
Great.
It's random, but and then I'm gonna go.
If anyone can do it, it's Charles.
Yeah, and then he's
brought it from Norway in previous years. So carry on.
I'll then go Oscar, Lando, Max, and Lewis. I don't think the Mercedes is going to be in the mix. It'll probably be hot. And although, I mean, you can't write George off, can you? But I just don't think he's going to be in there. I don't think he's going to be in there.
I mean, there's some sentiment in there, but equally, you put Oscar ahead of Lando. That could rapidly diminish the title hopes again, just by being ahead of it.
I'd like to be wrong, and that's our win either way.
Yeah, I like that. I like those tactics.
I should just start betting against. It's like betting against your own team, isn't it? I should just start doing that.
Yeah, yeah. If you win, you win. If you lose, you win. So yeah, fair enough. I like it.
Yeah,
you're still gonna feel good on Sunday afternoon, no matter what.
Absolutely, absolutely. Is there any other news or anything you've seen moving into this race? I know we've been a little bit rushed this week, haven't we? Because we've since recorded our post show.
Yeah, we're polishing our skills. They rusted a little bit over the summer break. But no, it's just fascinating to see what papaya rules will evolve into over the next couple of races, because I think it'll be very telling. If Oscar starts taking a lead significantly to Lando, will they essentially switch off Lando? I doubt it, because they're the only two racing for it in any real way. But how will it change their mindset? Because papaya rules, in general, it's a laissez-faire approach. Just leave well alone, isn't it? And sort of let them get on with it. As long as you don't crash into one another, you're pretty much okay to race. It's whether that starts to get strained by the driver's emotions and the driver's personal ambitions over the next few races. So it'll be fascinating to watch that evolve.
Yeah, absolutely. I was very close to putting Williams in my top five as well, because Albon got the fifth. Fifth of the year.
Yeah,
at the last race, and I think they're generally pretty fast, aren't they?
Mm. Well, Carlos had a good few seasons at Ferrari, so he should be able to translate some of the setup in the best way.
Absolutely, I think they will do well at this race. We've also probably not given enough love on this podcast up to now to some of the other teams in terms of their giving them some attention. One team I was thinking I'd like to talk about is Alpine a little bit, and what is going on there, because I feel sorry, that's probably the wrong word, but you know what I mean, for Pierre Gasly, because I think he's potentially right up there with some of the best drivers on the grid.
Yeah.
He's consistently there and thereabouts, but that Alpine has been inconsistent, but also shocking at the same time. They've had a couple of good results, but and then you've got the Franco Colapinto. No, is it? Who is it?
Yeah, Colapinto.
Yeah. Who sort of lit up the track a few times in the Williams last year, but has really seemed to have struggled in the Alpine. And did they take Jack Doohan out too soon?
Oh yeah, I mean, I think I felt really sorry for Jack Doohan. He had a couple of shunts, a couple of offs, and to be fair, what did he get? 3-4 races? He didn't really get much, did he?
What he had was a French guillotine hanging over his neck with an Italian at the trigger. That's what he had right from the start of the season. And like it was just impossible situation for him, wasn't it? And then he had absolutely no chance to perform in that car.
Well, I think it was a lot more behind the scenes as well, because who's Colo Pinto's manager? Is he now the team principal? He's the guy who came back. I forget his name. Controversial guy.
Flavio
Briatore, of course.
What, is he Colo Pinto's manager?
I think so.
Is he?
I think there's a relationship there. And then Flavio was brought in, wasn't he, as a special advisor or quasi team principal or whatever. And I think that was part of the deal, was to bring Colo Pinto, because there was an awful lot of South American cash came with him as well.
Yeah, that's right. That is right. It'll be interesting to see what happens to them next year. I think they're getting... Are they getting a Mercedes engine, I believe?
That seems odd to me. So Renault not making engines anymore? Because there's a Renault now, aren't there? Still a Renault.
But I think that's been part of their problem, is it's just not... It isn't creating enough power.
Have they just taken... Are Renault just stepping back from motorsport in general, do you feel? Or, because this was always their... I mean, the classic Williams Renault of days gone by. The one that won Fernando two titles in a row, they were at the top of the tree. I don't know if they're just taking a step back and saying, well, it's far too resource intense for us to stick around in this game. Let's go make a shed ton more Clios instead.
I think there is possibly some truth in that, because for me, it felt like they were stepping away just by using the name Alpine instead of Renault. And I know Alpine is supposed to be their sort of racing brand. The Alpine I see advertised on the TV between the adverts at the F1 are for some little electric thing. So it's not exactly... Yeah. It's not exactly a brand that's getting the blood flowing, is it? I think they probably are trying to protect the brand a little bit. You're right, I think it's probably too expensive, so it's easier, probably more reliable and fast and cheaper just to rent a Mercedes engine.
Yeah, I mean, because as soon as they turn the infrastructure off at the factory, i.e. they will be no longer making any F1 engines for anyone, then you can't restart that very easily.
Not without a huge cost.
So it sounds like this is potentially the end of Renault in F1.
Yeah, I mean, we do on the plus side to that, though, we do have Ford coming back in, don't we, to sort of help Red Bull out. Next year is going to be an interesting one, I think, because I'm not that excited about a 50-50 electric internal combustion engine mix. I think probably I'd be in favour of a V10 with some sort of biofuel, even if you just stick a green sticker to the side of a tanker of Shell oil. Do you know what I mean?
What's this made of? Oh, this is made of plant juice. Yeah, that's it. What Definitely. Comes out the back? Flowers.
Does it sound like a V10? Yeah.
Let's burn some fossils instead. Let's just burn some fossils.
Which is essentially plant juice, isn't it?
Yeah, well, ultimately.
We're going to get cancelled.
It's fake news. No, it isn't. Exhaust emissions are a bad thing. But in the scheme of things, 20 and soon to be 22 cars running around in a circle for 2 hours on a Sunday is not going to necessarily change the world.
No, absolutely. Right. I haven't got anything else. Have you?
No. All good. All good. Excited for the race, though, because just look... the history, the excitement, love Monza.
Yeah, also the other thing I love about Monza is the podium.
Best podium of the year, by far.
Definitely.
By far.
Hanging over that track with Lewis Hamilton in red.
Is it one of the last ones that they actually let the fans flood out onto the track?
I'm pretty sure they've done that at a few tracks this year. They do it in Silverstone, don't they?
Well, to be fair, trying to say the Italians, I'm sorry, sir, you can't do this, is an impossibility. So they're going to do it anyway, so they might as well just try and corral it in somewhere. But yeah, fantastic sort of bridge structure, tipping over the track, just slightly tipping over into the track and the pit lane. Fantastic. The fans get close to it, and I'm sure it's one of the ones that the drivers want to get to the most.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be back. Please subscribe. Make sure you do, because...
Do that.
There's not enough of you subscribed who are watching, so please subscribe and give us a like. And we'll be back on Monday or Tuesday, whenever we figure out our diaries, with the post-race show from Monza. So I hope you enjoy your race weekend, and we'll see you again very, very soon.
Bye-bye. Bye.